As you know, The Rock and Oprah Winfrey have laid claim to having put down $5 million each of their own money to get a fund going for the people of Maui. But they don't reference giving people money. They reference you giving money to the People of Maui Fund. Let's have a listen to them.
Your plans and all that is being worked on right now. But the number one dire need is money, is cash.
In a disaster situation, the dire need is food, clean water, medicine, soap, and access to somewhere that you can use that soap to keep yourself clean. Simple things like toilet paper, toothpaste, that's important immediately following a disaster. I don't want cash the day my house burns down, especially if the whole neighborhood goes. What I want is food, water, blankets. I want all of the above.
Is cash in hand, in pockets, and in bank accounts. So I've partnered with Oprah and I've donated $5 million of my own money. She's donating $5 million of hers.
Here's the way that it works. When they put their money into a new not-for-profit corporation, they get a write-off. So they can write that money off. Then the fund will make money from you and me, hopefully to them. And what will then happen is they can take their $5 million back out. That's right, tax-free. They can take their money right back out. I know. This is a game that I used to play when I would open up limited liability corporations for the sole purposes of putting property into them or putting cars into them or gold and silver or bonds or whatever it might be. Nothing would ever be in my name. It would be in the limited liability corporation's name. I put 10 grand in. Company either makes money or loses money. Doesn't matter. I can take the 10 grand out as soon as there's 10 grand there, tax-free. So imagine. They get a write-off, then they get the money back, tax-free. Isn't that kind of unfair?
And together, we have now kicked off a fund starting with $10 million, and the name of the fund is the People's Fund of Maui. The People's Fund of Maui. So to all my Polynesian people...
All right, let's stop him right there. He's not Polynesian. His father is a Scotch black man, all right? Nova Scotia black man. They call themselves Scotches. They are the descendants of slaves that left America and went to Canada, and they all settled in Halifax. The government gives those communities a lot of free money. So if you are a Scotch in Canada, it means that you are the descendant of a slave and you come from Halifax. That's where his father's from. His mother is Samoan. This guy was born in California, grew up a little bit in California, and then went to New Zealand. Like, we're talking high-end living. This guy here is not an islander. He's a spoiled brat. That's what he is.
The people of Lahaina, Maui, if you have been impacted and devastated by these wildfires, and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of you have, I want you to go to the link in my bio, hit the link, go to People's Fund of Maui, and I want you to sign up so you could receive $1,200 a month for months just to help you begin to get back on your feet.
All right. This guy sucks off a script. Now, I've gone through the website, and the amount of information that they collect from you is so minuscule that they wouldn't be able to track you down and give you that money anyway. Therein lies the problem. The other issue would be, how do you prove it? You're going to have to flash identification at some point if you want to get money. And what if your ID was in your house that it's now burned to the ground? The only thing you'll be able to do is sign legal affidavits if you have the wherewithal and the knowledge on how to do so. Unfortunately, everybody, we are paying for their publicity stunt. The challenge that I issue to The Rock and to Oprah Winfrey would be to be completely transparent. Give us the first names of everyone you give that money to, and then show us that actual person receiving that money. Let's get them talking about it. At the same time, every donation you bring in and every amount of money you put out, including your website, your staff, your search engine optimizers, your graphic designers, your hosting company, your developers, your coders, your bank manager, your lawyer, all of them are going to get paid from this money. I want to see where all of that money goes. Let's see if we can get a celebrity to one day actually be transparent, as opposed to just doing publicity stunts like this, trying to sucker we the people who have nothing left into giving our last pennies to them.